parents are up in arms against the administration of the government-aided Mpanga Secondary School in Fort Portal City over a range of concerns, including alleged illegal fee increment, compulsory purchase of school uniforms from the school, increased admission and enrollment fees, and the dismissal of students over non-payment during the first week of the term. The parents argue that the changes were implemented without adequate consultation and in disregard of government guidelines governing fees in public schools. Ms. Joyce Kunihira and Mr. Patrick Amanire speaking.
Mpanga ni risomo lyonka erivingira abana baitu within 2 weeks bali mkutandika school fees bagitembeze nambiro omwana wa olevo na sule mtwaro 20 omwana wa elevo ali mtwaro 30 ekintu kinyigiriza muno aitwa abazeyi mpanga yoka sani ina admission fee eye mtwaro 8 mpanga batire uniform it's compulsory no gule somero bagiteka mtwari 15 kakuno abazeyi tumwe tugura uniform ha mtwaro 7 government yakaragira kiragira msatoro yabo busaho mwana rusamiri kubingwa habwa sen second budget voluntary contribution rurata gisoboro mwana tsimkumpinga
ito mzire kuja kuimuka kutuwaro mwana wawe Mpanga nikimanyisa nguto kwe sobora nyewe kalimika gambo mwana wange kilokia balaza nka mtuwara Mpanga kuja kumhandikisa wangambe mtuwari kumite kusomesa mwana isemelo liya government nikimanyisa ngu government katukua sirahu kusomesa avana bete mkwa ndeto mwana wange hakiro kio kufanza nka muhe mtuwari kumi kwa gambe mtuwari kumite kusomesa mwana kandi tinkula na sente zindi na mbele ndazia etikumanyisa ngu avana vayitule kavale kio kusoma.
However, the school head teacher, Mr. Charles Drake Rubongoya, says the changes were introduced for the betterment of the school after the contributions were agreed upon during a meeting where it was resolved that only Senior 1 and Senior 5 fees would be adjusted while other classes maintained the previous rates. Mr. Rubongoya
is supposed to pay 25,000 shillings as admission fee. Then, in the wisdom of the board and the manager of this school, there is a development fund of 40,000 shillings, 5,000 shillings for identity card, 5,000 shillings for photographs. Now, of recent, we added 5,000 shillings for biometric. And some people have argued, why don't we allow parents to buy uniform from the open market? But that ceases it to be uniform. For purposes of quality control, uniform must come from a singular source, and the school must have control over it.
The head teacher explains that previously parents bought uniforms from different suppliers, resulting in variations in quality and color shade.